Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 383. Ready for spring? How you folks doing? Can you believe it? Here we are, February 5th already. January is in the books. What a month. Crazy weather, crazy light, crazy good times. Hopefully it was good for you. I do appreciate you folks taking the time to say hello. Number of you on my travels in January, so a number of places, took the time to say hello, introduce yourselves, and let me tell you, I and you have very kind words, and I'm very grateful. So thank you so much, and I appreciate all of you taking some precious time for your week to stop on by, give it a listen. Some of you give back some feedback, and I'm grateful. So, you know, it's we're off to the races for 2024, and I'm glad that I get to be a little part of yours. This week, again, I'm using the Adobe Beta podcast to record. The transcript will be on the blog, the podcast blog. And starting, I believe it's coming week, maybe it's next week, iTunes will be doing transcripts for all the podcasts on iTunes as well. So there's going to be two options for transcripts. And I haven't seen what iTunes is going to do. I am very curious to see if they do a little bit better than what I've been posting. But anyway, there'll be at least two options for transcripts. Just for giggle's sake, Jake and I will be at a booth at the Montana Aviation Conference in Butte, Montana, at the end of the month, beginning of March. What are we doing there? We are just there to say hello, get to know a few more people in Montana who like to fly. And if you have desire, if you're in the town, if you're in the area, you want to come on by, we love to say hello, see if we can help, and shoot the breeze. So that's the Montana Aviation Conference, end of the month in Butte, Montana. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. Now, if you head there, and of course you should because you're a photographer, you need gear, just as much as I head there. And you'll see in the top banner that there is a bunch of Nikon discounts, sales going on that are administered through the camera store. Well, I had this question a couple of times in the last at least 10 days. Yes, you get that discount from Bedford/Nikon, and you also get on top of that the Moose discount. That 5% comes off after you check out. That makes for some tidy savings, especially if you're getting some bigger glass. Now, put this little thought in your head. If you go to Nikon, the NPS site, and you sign up, I believe they call it Platinum. That's their top tier. You sign up for that, you're going to pay $350 to become a Platinum member. But you get that $350 back on your purchase. So you get all the benefits of being the Platinum, all those things that list on the website. So you get that money back. You go to Bedford, you get that money back. You get the sales price back. You get the 5% discount from the Moose discount. We're talking about real savings. And then on top of that, because that's not enough, you've got their already very low prices. So Bedford's, they've got the gear, excuse me, the service, the product, and the price. Tell them Moose sent you, Bedfords.com. Thanks for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Well, are you ready for spring? I hope so. What's his name? The groundhog. Patuxent Phil said that it's going to be early spring. Some of us here in Montana wonder if winter ever happened. It is, I'm looking out there, sadly, at a lot of big patches of dirt here at the homestead, which a little disconcerting. We were in Yellowstone 2 weeks ago, and it was dry and technically warm, considering the past. So spring is coming early. Had some folks say that they've got some birds nesting already, which on the southern part of the U.S. Is not that unheard of. Hummingbirds, great horned owls, things like that. But a number of folks have said they've got birds in breeding plumage, which really seems spooky. So if you're ready for spring or not, you better get ready. And let's talk about that. So there's two aspects to this. One is the critters and one are the aircraft. I'm going to start with critters. So right now, and I've talked about this before, and it's something that I've been doing myself, is you go out and you look at a lot of the shrubs, trees, foliage, and you will see that they are kind of bare because it's wintertime. And nests pop right out at you, where as soon as they start to leaf out, they don't. Discovered a black-billed magpie nest, was not aware of. That is basically eye level. What was that? Jeez, 6 days ago I found that. I don't know how I missed it all this time, but boom, there it was. So the point is, one thing you can start doing, getting ready for spring, is to start looking for those projects, those things you want to photograph now that are spring-oriented. And one of them, of course, is nesting birds. There's a ton of resources on my website, moosepeterson.com, about photographing nesting birds. A lot of people get very worried about it. You can do it safely. You can do it ethically. It's really rewarding. It's a lot of fun that I just can't encourage you enough to start doing. Now's the time you want to think about it, because you find that nest. You want to get out my favorite book by Collins, Nest, Eggs, and Nestlings, that describes everything about the basic biology about that nest. And it starts, it'll help you if you see that nest, like how did I know it was a black-billed magpie? I've been doing it for a while. I know what they kind of, where they do, how they do it kind of thing. So then I go to the book and I find out when they typically lay eggs. And of course, that data, it might be changing as we start, as we continue to fast pace our climate clock here. But it gives you an idea of when they're going to lay eggs, how long they sit on the eggs. You can start doing your plotting. You can look at what lens you might need, what auxiliary lighting if it's possible, what time of day is going to be good for that nest site. Now it's the time to start kind of do all that planning as much as you can. I mean, keep in mind that things will pop up and boom, all of a sudden you'll find things you didn't know, were going on. But finding them now and being prepared, it just makes really good sense. I put a blog post up about the Simolia solimo. Oh, man. Solima. Solima, that's it. Solima hummingbird feeder. Sorry about that, Solima. On this past week, which is, as I mentioned, the blog post, another tool I'm going to use to see when hummingbirds show up here at the homestead the first time, so that I can be a little more proactive at finding their nests. And I know they nested somewhere in the general vicinity because I saw the kids. And going back to Nest Eggs and Nestlings by Colin, you can kind of get a little idea how far they range. There's a number of other books out there also can give you some idea. So I know they nested within sight of the deck. Doesn't mean they're in sight. It's in their sight, not my sight. But that little device, that camera on that hummingbird feeder, is another way of getting ready for spring. Help me get that stuff up and going. Now, part of the spring process, at least it always seems like to me, is flash. Auxiliary light comes in a number of ways. One, spring is when birds have their best plumage. And I use flash not for exposure, but for color. So, I use flash. I don't use it near enough, or often enough, I should say. So I did get it out, and I just made sure that the numbers that I used last year, things for f-stop, power ratio on that Profoto A10, and the distance, I checked it out to make sure it was still working within how I see the story this year. And that's really important. Last year was last year. I looked at those pictures. I made some mental notes, a couple physical notes, and some things I'm going to do to improve my lighting. So you don't see it. You just see those colors pop out. So to do that, pull that flash out, charged up the batteries, both physical and mental, did a little bit of practice. Because Murphy's Law is, if you don't practice, all of a sudden it's going to be panic time, and it's like, oh no, here's the opportunity, and I'm not ready for it. At least that's how I find it for myself. So those are a couple of very important things. Other thing I want to mention is that I do use the Nikon ProStaff binoculars. They are physically small. They're light. They're bright. They're sharp. They're very inexpensive. And I let my binoculars do as much walking as my feet. So I'm trying not to be intrusive in what's going on in that whole scenario of birds, because they're going to start coming back. And I haven't seen any migratory information of birds coming back yet, but you know, they're going to start coming back north. You know the system. And I want them to come and not see, you know, this big guy going through their habitat and going, I don't want a nest here. There's a big guy going through my habitat. So binoculars, really important. Another thing we'll put out, and we probably won't put it out for another month. Got to see what the weather does. Maybe might be March, is we get lint. I shouldn't say we. Sharon gets lint from the clothes dryer. Kind of tears it up a little bit because it gets compacted. And we put it in a lint feeder. It looks like a cylinder bird feeder, but it's kind of got one-inch squares, maybe half-inch squares. And birds go in and they pull this lint out and they use it as nest material. She'll go through and she'll fill that lint thing 3 or 4 times during the nesting season. To encourage birds to come and nest, we have this year, which we've never had before, we've got that carcass that, it's still there. I can see it right now. And it has a bit of fur left on the cape. A lot of birds will be yanking on that fur, use that for nest material. And there's some plants that you can plant that will have natural down that come out. Those too can be used. And all those things encourage birds to nest there on your property. And that just makes for great photographic opportunities. Okay, what about the planes? Well, you might not be aware, but this past weekend, the first fly-in, official fly-in for 2024 occurred down outside of Phoenix called the Cactus Fly-In. So yeah, it's cranking up. I'm sure you've seen the various air show schedules that have popped out, and hopefully you're looking at the fly-in schedules. Means it's time to get ready. How do you get ready? You get out there and practice your panning. Get that 10-pound weight, start doing curls with your left arm so you can properly handhold, you know, for more than 5 minutes and not get a cramp. And I say that because, you know who I'm talking about, because that happened to you just recently. And you're going to practice your panning. I would head towards the airport, get on the side of the fence, just practice panning back and forth. Keep on practicing that handholding during the week. Practice the panning on the weekend. Crank that shutter speed down. Get down to 60 and 40th with confidence. You will really, really amp up your photo quality and, more importantly, storytelling. And in this process, find those statics you can start shooting. Keep in mind that I guess it was right before Christmas. My aviation finishing class 2023 was posted on Kelby One, where I go through all the updated techniques, which includes using generative fill and all that great stuff. It's time to practice that as well. Why would you want to practice that? Well, let's just go with the best case scenario. Because the worst case, yeah, you just don't take pictures, right? So the best case scenario is you practice your panning. You get that, maybe you're going to get that new lens for statics, that Z24-728, killer lens for statics. And even after shooting, you go to that flying, you go to the air show, you get that shot, and you want to be able to share it with that pilot or that plane owner as a way of, you know, introducing yourself, your photography, to perhaps associate yourself more with them and do more work with them. Well, the time to master those things you need to shoot for the subject and finish for the light are now. So when you have that shot on your monitor, you know exactly how you want to finish it. There's no delay. There's confidence. And believe me, the sooner you can put a print in their hands impresses them. When it takes weeks or months, you know that adrenaline, that good feeling they had from that fly-in, that air show? It's life, right? It kind of, you know, washes away. But when you hit them right off the bat with that, they'll go, oh yeah. And it kind of brings all that back to them, and they instantly associate all that with you, because when you're gone, they've got your print. So spring, you know, getting ready for spring right now, daylight here, it's getting dark just before six. You know, we've gone past the winter equinox, so it's slowly getting brighter. But a little bit of cabin fever time at night. Hey, you can't do all everything you want now. So get behind that computer and practice those, hone those skills. Shoot for the subject, finish for the light. Now, is that all that you might want to do to get ready for spring? Oh, heck no, man. There's a ton of things that you might want to be doing. But those are some of the basics that I think if you start doing those, you'll go, oh yeah, I should do this. Oh yeah, I should do that. Get that pencil and paper. Get the two connected. Write down that list. It's just amazing how it feeds on itself. And in that process, we grow. And of course, photography becomes more successful, funner, and more satisfying. You folks have a marvelous week. Thanks for spending a little time with me. And remember to make every click your story.